Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program here. You're hearing audio from earlier today, not that much earlier, but a little bit earlier today, probably within the last couple hours. There's a gentleman named Lincoln Jay from Rebel News has been streaming all day long. I've been watching quite a bit of the footage, and it has been a crazy day in Ottawa right now. We've been covering the protests there that have been going on for 3 weeks now. Today marks the third week of this. Three full weeks. You can hear the protesters are chanting freedom. But what you can't see, as you're listening on the radio, is a ton of armed police in their body armor with masks and helmets and bear cats and snipers.
Sorry, bro.
On the roof.
Terrorists.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
I think they have actually called them terrorists somewhere.
They are terrorists. Who's calling who terrorists?
And I
just called them terrorists.
I don't know if it was CB, like Canadian Broadcasting Corporation, I think, or something like that. I don't know if it was them or if it was somebody else, but there, I believe there was accusations.
You're saying truckers?
Yeah, of like somehow they're trying to.
The cops are the terrorists. Look who came dressed for murder.
Yeah, I know, but nonetheless, the protesters, like, they're actually calling terrorists, I guess because they're blocking traffic, or that's the accusation. It's absolutely insane.
Yeah, the situation there is definitely, it has been escalated today. We know that over the past couple of days, the police were handing out threats to the people in the protest area. Again, for listeners that don't know, if you've been hiding under a rock for the last 3 weeks, there has been the Freedom Convoy. A bunch of truck drivers drove from the west coast of Canada all the way to Ottawa, which is the capital city there in Canada, and they've been occupying the area near the Parliament building. And there was a lot of horn honking and such, and then the government gang threw out a court order threatening the drivers with arrest if they continue to honk their horns. That was after about a week or so.
There's a bunch of other updates. I don't know if you guys covered this yesterday, but they're like seizing crypto wallets now too, apparently.
I have not heard anything about them seizing crypto wallets.
That's like the phrasing that they're
using. How do you seize a crypto wallet?
I'm still trying to figure that out.
If
I got a story, though.
If you're holding the keys, they can't seize it.
We can get into that. I think I know what you're talking about. The government has been making statements. There was one statement yesterday saying that they are demanding that all financial institutions refuse to do business with a set of 34 different cryptocurrency wallets.
Yeah, that's it.
That's not the same thing as seizing them.
I think the words I used, at least in one story, they used the word seizing.
But it would make sense that the media doesn't understand what talking about.
Obviously, that doesn't make sense, and I think we've talked about this actually at a meetup this afternoon. But it's certainly, I think they can gain access to the crypto for some wallets if you're using a web wallet.
Well, if you've got your money on an exchange.
Or an exchange, exactly.
They can jack it.
Absolutely. Right. They'll take that in a heartbeat.
Well, and this is why, you know, this all goes back to the expression, not your keys, not your crypto.
No doubt. So we can talk more about the crypto aspect. I want to talk more right now about the streets, what's going on in the streets of Ottawa. Like I said, I've been watching this footage all day long. Basically, they've brought in police from Toronto. They brought in police from Quebec. And then, of course, you've got the Ottawa police and probably elsewhere, right? But those are the two of the main.
Out-of-towners in there to raise trouble.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And they are there actually doing violence against these protesters. There's a scene from earlier today where a few protesters, and I should point out, these people are completely peaceful. They've just been hanging around for the last few weeks, throwing dance parties in the streets. They got bouncy houses for the kids. They've been cooking free food for people that come by. It's been a really amazing
bouncy
event.
House.
No, I think they've been taking the police and taking those down today, unfortunately. But they brought in the mounted officers today. So the people that are on the horseback. And what they're doing is the large numbers of cops on foot were forming lines and pushing the Freedom Convoy people in a certain direction. So they're, it looks like they're cordoning off the protest area around Parliament based on, I pulled up some maps and, you know, I looked at some of the, you know, I don't know the area, right? Like, I've never been there before, but I looked at some of the buildings and, you know, looked them up and figured out where exactly these lines of cops were. And it looks to me like they're pressing the protesters in towards Parliament. So
that sounds like they're looking to make arrests of the individuals because, as I understood, they were trying to push people out of that area, and now they're doing the opposite. So
they've been giving people the warning to leave.
Right.
So they weren't pushing them out in the last two days, but they were saying
they were trying to encourage people to leave.
Yeah, you better leave because something's coming.
They were threatening people.
Correct.
Yeah.
And today is the day they're going
to terrorize them.
Yeah. Today is the day where they're moving on those threats, and so they've got a ton of cops, like a lot of police. Now there's still a lot of Freedom Convoy people down there as well, and so whether they've got more cops than Freedom Convoy people, it's not really clear. The Freedom Convoy people have been holding the line fairly effectively against the police, but ultimately the police do have certain tactics that are working to move the Freedom Convoy in the direction that they want them to go, which is, again, towards the Parliament Hill area.
See, they need to watch the episode of Star Trek The Next Generation where Riker takes over another ship, and they're doing war games against the Enterprise. And he says to Worf, who's his second in command, "We're outmanned, we're outgunned, they got more hardware, so what do we use to win this thing?" And Worf says, "Guile." The problem is that they are so centralized in that one place.
The city, you mean?
In the city.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's
and
interesting.
The police have gone to a lot of trouble to move people in from all over the country.
And they've had 3 weeks to do it.
What I think the truckers should be doing is slowly and subtly, so it's not noticed, slipping out of the city, so that they can take 3 other areas in different cities.
Right.
And not be there when the bomb falls.
Yeah, I think that's great great advice. Target the capital cities of each province, right?
Yeah.
It's an interesting tactical change or move.
Reinforcements in that process, because there's all the people who have been saying, "I wish I could go to Ottawa,
but it's too far."
But it's too far.
Yeah. The gentleman who's
they need fresh troops.
Libertarian guy who does live streaming a lot in Canada. His name is Dan Dix from a website called Press for Truth. He does a lot of coverage. He just now made it to Ottawa. I just checked his channel a little while back, saw him posting on social media, and he was streaming that it took him 6 days of driving. Because these guys can't fly, right? If you're an unvaccinated person.
Oh, right.
You know what I mean? If you're an unvaccinated person in Canada, you will not be allowed on an airplane. So you have to drive.
I think that's the case in the United States, too.
No, that's not true. No, it's they force you to wear a mask in the United States.
Oh, it's the mask thing that's required. Okay,
and
I'm sorry.
And you have to wear the mask even if you're vaccinated, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
So, anyway, he just got there after 6 days of winter weather driving to get from British Columbia, the westernmost province, over to Ottawa. But, hey, he's there now. But I think you make a great point, nobody. People should consider that tactic. Unfortunately, at this point, the police are basically cordoning off some of the key protest areas. They actually were smashing windows and breaking into trucks and RVs earlier today.
Interesting.
So
I've also heard that they've stopped. They've got the whole place surrounded too, and they're preventing people from coming in, new people from coming in.
That's probably true.
They're as I understand it, they have been checking. I guess they're checking IDs and somehow figuring out if you're a resident, and they're letting residents in, I guess, but not anybody
outsiders.
Like outsiders. Or people who have business in the city, I guess.
So one solution would be for those new people who are already behind the lines and not being hassled by the police until they get to Ottawa, they're the logical people to set up the first ground in some new cities.
We got more coming up here. You can weigh in on the crackdown that is going pretty hot and heavy today in Ottawa, although it's not very hot out. It's like 10 degrees.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Thank you.
Advocate here. We are talking about the situation in Ottawa with the Freedom Convoy that has completed now 3 full weeks of peaceful protests on the ground in the capital city of Canada. And now the police are coming in with huge numbers. They brought in officers from surrounding cities. They brought in federal agents, the RCMP. And they are doing what they can to intimidate people, to try to get them to leave. And those who have not left, they are pushing them in a specific direction, which appears to be, at least from the footage I've seen today, appears to be towards Parliament Hill.
Are they kettling them, do you think?
Yes. Okay. Yeah, there's a huge line of cops that, at one point when I saw it earlier, was they were by the Westin Hotel, which is sort of a block away from the main protest area. They were coming up the street next to the Westin Hotel, at least 3 cops deep. This full line of cops, 3 cops deep. Now, of course, there's plenty of Freedom Convoy people on the other side of it. They were all linking arms and, you know, chanting freedom and singing their national anthem and that sort of thing. But behind the 3 cops deep, there were also dozens more yellow jacketed police agents that were walking in a line towards the protesters. So, and this was just on one street. So they have a tremendous amount of police that have been brought to bear on these protesters today.
Do we have numbers like or estimates on like how many police there are and how many protesters there are?
I don't know.
I'm really curious what the numbers are.
I don't know. All you can do is you can either go to the mainstream media, which you know you're going to get lies.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you can also go to the independent media, which is what I've been watching all day long. Rebel News gets a lot of credit. They're a Canadian freedom-oriented news organization, from what I can tell. They might be right-wing. I don't know what their political viewpoint is, but at least in this case, they seem pretty freedom-friendly. Mm-hmm. They've got more than one reporter on the ground in this area. They've been live-streaming and posting video clips all day long. But you can't, you know, they're only in a couple different places, so you can't get a real feel for the total police presence on the ground.
Some of the stuff they didn't set around Charlottesville during the Unite the Right was pretty suspect, but I don't know if that was just one guy.
Oh, okay. I didn't know they had a U.S. division. I thought they were like a Canadian thing.
No, my understanding is they were in Charlottesville.
Oh, okay.
I know I watched some of the like live video where people would go around, and I was actually pretty impressed at not so much the number of people, but how spread out it was. In just terms of, like, the protests, like, there are many, many city blocks worth of these, kind of like these camps, I guess, and there's people all in the middle, too, as well, and so these guys just walk around watching the, you know, filming, and you can see that this is, like, blocks and blocks and blocks, so there's definitely a lot of people, but how many is really hard to guess.
You're talking about a lot of protesters.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of them. They're primarily stationed around the Parliament Hill area. Once you start getting away from that area, it thins out quite a bit because that's where the main stage is. That's where, you know, a lot of the trucks are parked. But that's where they're pushing, it seems at least, that's where they're pushing the protesters towards now. They're cordoning off the main drags that are, you know, heading in this direction. They're pushing slowly. They're not making a ton of arrests, but they are arresting. There was a police report earlier saying they've made at least 70 arrests today. And I've seen some arrests happening. I've seen them pepper spraying people. I've seen people being trampled by horses. So what they've done is they've got the mounted police in here and, like, you know, maybe a dozen of them. And what they'll do is you've got the line of cops, which is, again, as I said, like 2 or 3 cops deep, pushing slowly against the protesters. And then what will happen is the horsed cops, the mounted cops, will come in from the side and they'll ride across the line, which, of course, is going to make the protesters stand back because they don't want to get trampled.
Right.
And they know they will get trampled because protesters have been trampled today. So once the horses come in, it basically breaks the protesters away from the police by, like, you know, 6 feet or whatever they have to step back to avoid the horses. And then the police line fills in the gap. So it's a way that they're using these horses to move the protesters back faster than the police on the ground. ground could otherwise
push them. I wonder
if
there's tactics that they could use to hinder that. Like, I mean, there's like noises and things that animals tend not to like. I wonder if they, like, there's anything that they could do to fight back against that kind of
Good question. I can tell you, at least as far as noises are concerned, I was told that the LRAD trucks are out today. So they're using the super, I think it's super high frequency kind of sound to disturb the protesters. So noises are being used against the Freedom Convoy by the police.
I wonder if they're going to be bringing out the heat cannons.
What is that?
No, basically, it's a microwave.
Oh, it warms up your skin, right?
It can set you on fire if they want to.
Really?
That's my understanding.
Wow.
Yeah. It's like directing a microwave oven at you.
Yeah, wow. It's not actual like fire. Like your skin's not going to catch fire, but it feels like that.
Hmm. Yeah. Microwave oven. Got it. So some of the things that I observed today was many of these police, their badges, their name badge was covered. So
they should be ashamed.
Yeah. You could not identify who these men and women were. There were snipers on the rooftops. There were, you know, a ton of cops all over the place. But one thing that was positive that I saw on more than one occasion when the police would press in on the Freedom Convoy line, every now and then the cops would try to grab somebody and take them, you know, like pull them into the police line and arrest them or whatever. But what I'd see happen would the crowd, the Freedom Convoy people, would reach out and grab their compatriot, and they would pull harder than the police would, and they would get whoever the police's victim was, wrench them out of the police's hands, and then shove them back through the line of the Freedom Convoy, rescuing them from the grips of the police. And I saw that happen on more than one occasion, and so that was a pretty uplifting thing to see happen.
Yeah, it's a really dangerous game, because the thing is, fighting with the police is very much like what Mark Twain said about arguing with fools.
Mm-hmm.
He said, never argue with a fool, because they'll drag you down to their level and then beat you with experience.
Mm.
And the thing is, a lot of these police are ex-military. A lot of them have spent a fair amount of time murdering random peaceful people in their home.
Right.
And they can do it without a second thought. And normal people can't do that. You know? And also, any actual self-defense, the media is going to spin it. They're going to re-edit the video,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to make it look like
terrorism.
It was the protesters being violent,
mm-hmm.
because the media is all in. They are effectively the entertainment arm of the military-industrial complex right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think you're right, but at the same time, it's like, it's good to start off. This is one of the things where it's like, I think at a certain point, it's like, it's good to start off, you know, peaceful, but at some point, it's like, you know, you're just going to get abused if you continue to remain peaceful. But again, I'm not a favor of violence. I wouldn't advocate for violence. I'm just saying it's
There's more coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. The Freedom Convoy folks are remaining entirely peaceful. This is...
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Tensions remain high between Ukraine and Russia. Speaking at the White House, President Biden was asked if he believes Russian President Vladimir Putin has decided to invade Ukraine.
As of this moment, I'm convinced he's made the decision. We have reason to believe that.
The president on Friday also hosting a call with European allies and Canada's prime minister. Biden saying the United States and allies remain in lockstep and accused Russia of pushing out vast misinformation. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is launching an investigation into TikTok. Paxton saying two civil investigatory demands have been issued to see if the social media app is allowing human trafficking and violating the privacy of children. He's promising the investigations will make sure big tech is keeping Texans safe and secure. USA Radio News. Former President Donald Trump had classified government records at his Florida residence. The National Archives and Records Administration informed a congressional panel Friday, saying it was in communication with the Justice Department on the matter. A funding bill is preventing the government from partially shutting down for at least a few weeks. President Biden signing the bill that funds operations through March 11th. The original deadline to fund the government was Friday. Lawmakers now on both sides of the aisle also working on a long-term spending bill as well. Lawmakers are mourning the loss of one of their own.
Republican Representative Jim Hagedorn has died at the age of 59. His wife Jennifer made the announcement on Facebook Friday. Hagedorn was elected to represent Minnesota's mostly rural 1st Congressional District south of Minneapolis in 2018. Shortly after being sworn in, he was first diagnosed with kidney cancer. From the West Coast of USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
USA Radio News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at aan.com/concussion. That's aan.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Talk Live. Phones are open here, although we are talking about the latest from Ottawa. If you have been paying attention to this situation today, as I have been, and you want to weigh in, because obviously there's multiple video feeds from independent journalists that are down on the scene. Maybe you saw some stuff I didn't, but it looks like a total police state coming in, and they're coming in hard. It is absolutely an awful situation there, where I don't know how many hundreds, if not thousands, of cops are on the ground there now, and it's they're trying to tip the scales. They're trying to change the numbers in their favor. Whether they have it or not remains to be seen. They're pushing slowly, and it might just be that they're waiting until nightfall to bring out the really ugly tactics. And it is now dark there in Ottawa. They, for 6 hours today, I think they said, one of the reporters from Rebel News said they started at around 11 a.m. They started with these tactics of lining up the cops on certain thoroughfares and just slowly moving the protesters down towards the Parliament Hill area. At least that's what I saw happening. If you want to weigh in, the number 603-283-6160. You can join us here tonight. You've got Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris.
And don't forget that Bitcoin.com is a great source for learning about cryptocurrency. That's where you can go to get started. Just click Get Started at the top of the page, and that will give you links to some introductory videos that will give you some of the basics about decentralization of money. What does that really mean? What is a blockchain? Some of the basic concepts.
concept you need to understand about cryptocurrency over at Bitcoin.com. Again, click Get Started. If you're not brand new to crypto, you can always get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. They got them every day, and they do great reporting over there. That's news.bitcoin.com. We're going to go to your phone calls. You can bring up anything. It doesn't have to be Freedom Convoy related. Sam is on the line in Ohio. You're on Free Talk Live. Sam.
Yeah, I just saw you guys talking about Fedcoin the other night and the possibility of that being introduced.
Fedcoin?
And I just, yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like the digital dollar that they want to introduce.
Yeah.
And I'm almost wondering if, like, when they do that, if they'll basically give, like, such a short period of time to where, like, not everybody will be able to turn in their dollars, to where there will be some, like, outstanding paper dollars that will be, like, worthless or something.
You know, it's interesting you should bring that up, because India did it, or something. I don't want to say that they totally did, but they definitely got rid of a larger denomination bill. I think, like, anything over, like, a couple of dollars, basically, mm-hmm. they got rid of.
And how long did they give people to turn them in?
It was a really short time period, just like you're saying, actually. Mm-hmm.
Well, they like short time periods on that kind of thing, because that way the connected people are able to redeem their stuff, and the ordinary citizen gets left holding the bag.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In India, they had lines forming, and I don't think they had much time at all. Like, maybe a couple of weeks notice, and whatever it was really short, and as a result, they basically had long lines all over the country forming in order to banks in order to, like, I don't know, I guess it's put money into accounts.
They'd be exchanging is what they would probably be doing.
I don't know. I mean, because
banknotes for new banknotes is what I remember.
It's such a small amount, so I don't know if they would have exchanged. I mean, a couple of dollars U.S. I mean, I guess they, you know, they obviously don't have as much money in India generally. I mean, you know, overall. But I mean, a couple of dollars. I mean, if you have like a 20, that's. I mean, how many bills, small bills, would you get if you exchange your 20 for a bunch of $2 bills? That's.
You'd get 10.
Right, and if you had hundreds of dollars or... Well,
I don't know, Chris. I don't think people would stand in line if it wasn't worth their... You know, they didn't see it as worth their time.
Well, no. What I'm saying is it probably ended up in a bank account.
Okay. Well, whatever. Sam, what else did you want to say about it?
Well, I mean, the last time the U.S. switched currencies, the silver standard to the fiat, they only really gave people like a month, I think, to get out of silver certificates, so that's kind of what's making me think, like, when they do this...
They had to exchange silver certificates back in the day? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you had about a month period to change silver certificates into, like, for raw silver in 68.
Wow.
Well, and of course, the bigger scam than that was, remember that the U.S. dollar was backed by gold.
Mm-hmm.
At least American citizens couldn't redeem it for gold, but foreign banks could. And that was the promise, the treaty they entered into at Bretton Woods. And when Nixon closed the gold window, how much warning did he give the people who were holding those supposedly redeemable dollars? An hour? None? The gold window was already shut when he made the announcement.
Wow.
So that was literally zero time.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say what to expect here. I would think
expect you'll be happy if you're not in dollars if and when this happens.
No doubt. Yeah,
gold and crypto.
Yeah, this is something you can plan for. If you see this on the horizon and it seems like something they're planning on doing, given that they've done a lot of studying, they've come up with proposed software, apparently. I could talk about that here. I've had a story I've been sitting on from Forbes about it for the last few days.
So what is the software going to be like? A wallet that specifically holds Fed coins or something?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. You would have your own government wallet that, of course, would not be your own. It would be their government wallet that would have your name or social security number associated with it.
And, of course, it would be able to access anything on your phone because why would Google say no?
Yeah, it's probably just a monopoly of a SQL database in the background with a monopoly on the so-called wallet.
Well, as Captain Kickass always likes to say, the IRS really stands for theirs.
Indeed, yeah. Sam. Anything else you want to share?
The other thing I could think of that might be worth stacking for an event like that would be liquor of some kind, but other than that, no.
Yeah, that does tend to stay valuable.
Liquor and weed.
Yep, liquor and weed, people are going to want that stuff. Thank you for the call tonight, appreciate it. Toilet paper. The number 603, of course, you might be able to use the dollars for that eventually.
Yeah. That's well,
gross.
There's basically
yeah, gross.
Six precious metals.
Mm-hmm.
Under those circumstances, you've got platinum, gold, silver, lead, steel, and brass.
Mm-hmm.
But the lead, steel, and brass have to be in very specific shapes.
603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. I mean, since he brought it up, I've been sitting on it. Let's talk about it. We can come back to Ottawa here in just a moment. But the story from Forbes, the Federal Reserve has designed a digital dollar that handles 1.7 million transactions per second, so they say.
It's easy to do if you're just doing a SQL database.
Right. Like, this is what I'm talking about, guys. It literally is a database.
Yeah, a centralized database.
It's a normal database.
Right. Run by a centralized corporation known as the Federal Reserve that they have complete control over.
Yeah.
That's what this is going to be. The story here from Forbes, as the race against China's development of its central bank digital currency, or CBDC, known as the digital yuan, continues, the Federal Reserve in the U.S.
known as digital crap.
Accomplished a feat in testing a design for a U.S. digital dollar that in one of two tests managed to handle 1.7 million transactions per second. A report released last Thursday provided...
Visa does more than that, don't they?
...provided the initial findings of research conducted as a collaboration between the Boston Federal Reserve and the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, dubbed Project Hamilton. The report describes a theoretical high-performance and resilient transaction processor for a CBDC that was developed using open-source research. See, it's going to be open-source.
Yeah, open-source research is not as big as open-source software, that's for sure.
They did open-source research software called OpenCBDC. According to the Fed's report, a core processing engine for the hypothetical general purpose CBDC was created that produced one code base capable of 1.7 million transactions per second. The vast majority of transactions reached settlement finality in under 2 seconds. See, it's going to be faster than Bitcoin, guys.
Oh, but not more secure, and we'll wait until it gets hacked.
Well, yeah, that's an interesting question there.
Spend a few $1,000s on servers. I'll whip the same thing up for you.
There you go.
Not hard don't have to... have to worry about actually having a secure, decentralized system.
There's more coming up. You can join us here.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scent hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Joining you in the studio, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. And we've been talking about Ottawa and what's been going on there. We're going to get back into that conversation. But one of our callers brought up the idea of this so-called central bank digital currency, which seems like a plot on behalf of the federal government. Of course, China's doing one, and a bunch of other countries around the country are
talking. They're doing one?
No. Yes, they are. The digital one. And so, yeah, they've been talking about it over there, and I guess they're closer to completion than the United States Federal Reserve, but it seems like a plot to try to confuse people into thinking that the government is going to offer a cryptocurrency. And that's not at all going to happen.
No, they're going to offer a digital currency that they can confiscate anytime they want to.
Correct.
Out of your wallet, just like the bank can do now. But in theory, the banks will be prosecuted if they rob you blind. Mm-hmm. We already know that the government robs you blind every day and gets away with it.
Yeah, it's curious. It sounds like what they're kind of proposing and why they probably aren't speeding to roll us out is they're going to have a monopoly on payment systems. So you wouldn't have Visa, you wouldn't have MasterCard, you wouldn't have, what are some of the other ones? PayPal.
That's the reason why they're getting pushback from the banking industry on this. The bankers are against a CBDC because it takes power out of their hands.
And basically the government, it appears, would be monopolizing the payment systems, the payment networks.
Well, it's already monopolized. That's the whole point of money transmitter.
Obviously, you're right. From a regulatory standpoint, it is already monopolized.
Well, it's more like an oligopoly. Right.
Well, it's a cartel, which is a form of monopoly.
Yeah, I mean, but it's still the overarching figure is the government, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because everybody has to comply with whatever the government's rules are.
Well, yes, they're the ones that can murder you.
But it would be going from several government-controlled private, quote-unquote, entities, corporate entities, to simply the Federal Reserve
theoretically
control.
There is some competition right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's arguable that there really isn't because they're so heavily regulated, but yeah.
And the Federal Reserve is more or less owned by the banks, though.
Yeah, I guess that's true. I mean, it's certainly probably not so true when it comes to a local bank, but the big corporate banks, for sure.
Yeah, the big corporate banks. The local banks are, you know, the small competitors get no respect in any industry that's been cartelized by the monsters.
I've got a story here from Forbes that we're looking at with the latest on this CBDC research that they've been doing called Project Hamilton, named after a central banker from the early days of the United States. And they're bragging about the number of transactions per second that they can handle. And we did check during the break, and apparently, according to the Internet at least, Visa can do 65,000 transactions per second. And they're claiming this new federal CBDC will do 1.7 million transactions per second. But as you guys pointed out, it's just transactions moving around a database, a centrally hosted database.
And this is kind of funny to brag about this. So if you scale, you know, I'm sure that Visa, like, right, so they're saying they can do 65,000 right now, mm-hmm. whatever, for Visa, right? But that doesn't mean Visa couldn't do more. It's just what their current capacity is. So they add some more servers, and magically they could do more transactions, probably. Mm-hmm. So
It's basically all they need is if more people want to make transactions, and they're going to make a little bit of profit off each of those transactions, and they're going to buy more service.
Right. I mean, that's why this is kind of a joke to say, okay, well, 1.4 million transactions. Well, okay, so you basically, and the thing is, this is just like a test. So it's like, okay, so you just, and I don't know exactly how they did this or what they did exactly, but they powered up Amazon, whatever, and then mm-hmm. they distributed it to the cloud, and then all of a sudden they can probably do a test that competes, you know, against what Amazon's got.
The Fed revealed the design of the CBDC transaction processor was also released on GitHub. According to the Boston Fed, the second phase of Project Hamilton will demonstrate how OpenCBDC, because again, they're claiming this is open source, will build upon the initial model to allow flexibility in design that will incorporate how policymakers may implement an actual CBDC. Quote, there are still many remaining challenges in determining whether or how to adopt a central bank payment system for the United States, said the director of the Digital Currency Initiative at MIT, who helped work on this project. He says further, what is clear is that open source software provides an important way to collaborate, experiment, and implement. In addition to supporting collaboration, monetary systems benefit from transparency and verifiability, which open source offers. Do you guys believe any of this?
Not a bit of it.
You know, what it makes me wonder is I'm thinking about, I was thinking about this morning, actually, that right now we've got Cell 411 under the MIT license, mm-hmm. which is not restrictive at all. And I was thinking maybe we should put it under BIPCOT so that anybody can do whatever they want with it. Except the government.
I feel for the BitCot, you know, the idea of the BitCot license.
BitCot, yeah.
I have to speak out against it only because it causes issues when it's compatibility, so it undermines free software development in general.
There's absolutely no reason for this particular system to be compatible with anything the government has because it will never.
That's true. It's just the license in general, not specific to this, obviously.
There are cases where BIPCOT is appropriate, there are cases where it's not.
Yeah.
Okay, but hold on. So why would the... I mean, I think BIPCOT is a cute thing, but it wouldn't stop the government from using your code for whatever they wanted, right?
They just refuse to enforce the laws. But, you know, that basically... Every time you can force them to openly do what they normally hide, mm-hmm. which is break their own rules whenever it suits them, a few people wake up. A few people say, wait a minute, that's dirty pool. You know, mm-hmm. I didn't realize the government was that bad, but I guess they are. Just like every murder, makes somebody say, oh my God, I didn't realize the government was that bad, especially if the person murdered was somebody they love.
And that's what's happening, of course, right now in Ottawa, where people are being trampled by horses. There's a tremendous amount of violence on the part of the police, and it's all being recorded. You know, as they're saying on these camera feeds, the world is watching, and they are.
You know, we all know, it's a matter of fact, that these national leaders order drone strikes on a daily or monthly business that kill innocent children all over the world. But they do it far away. And for some reason, people think it doesn't matter if it's far away. But when you can see the blood, when it's your uncle or your wife or your mother or your girlfriend who's been murdered or brutalized or stepped into the crossfire, all of a sudden it becomes very real in a way that to most people the constant murder of random brown people doesn't seem to be.
Yeah, it's. I think you're right, Nobody. The danger. I think we can see the dangers of the military. You know what they do overseas. Because what does it? What stops them from doing it to us? You know, nothing. There's nothing that stops them from doing coming back to us.
It's like everybody thought a rigged election was so absurd, and it's like the CIA has been rigging elections all over the world for decades.
What makes you think they don't do it here?
Yeah. Oh, they've got morals.
Yeah, right. That's a good one.
Yeah. It's ridiculous.
In theory, they're not allowed to do it. Of course, in theory, there's no difference between theory and practice. Well, in practice, there generally is.
Even the CIA was revealed just what? Last week, Edward Snowden posted about a couple of senators that came out and admitted that they had found the CIA was spying wholesale on Americans, just like the NSA was doing a decade ago.
Wasn't this NSA? There was no such agent.
What was the organization that was spying on the senators that were supposed to be supervising, like the, was that the NSA or CIA or something like that? Like the National Intelligence Organizations that were the Senate was supposed to be supervising basically had their own systems backdoored by the organization that they were supposed to be supervising.
That figures.
And it got out. It became known, and there was a big backlash.
Right. But the backlash meaning is meaningless.
It is.
Look,
they
didn't shut down the NSA, they're not going to shut down the CIA.
Right, and that's the thing.
They're just going to say that anybody who believes that it happened was a crazy conspiracy theory.
Well, this is something the NSA or CIA, they actually admitted to it, and they said it was for the senator's security or something.
Remember when they were feeding mind-altering substances to random innocent Americans? In MK Ultra.
Yeah.
Why wasn't somebody crucified for that?
Yeah, I don't even think
the
senators believe.
They do all the crucifying, and they're not going to crucify themselves.
All right, we got more coming up, guys. Hour 2's next.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.